in the room, and I appreciate the replies that we received, and also in the written form some statistics that you shared with us. And I note with astonishment, I would have to say, that out of all the complaints received by the Equal Opportunities Commission, none of them resulted in a finding of any discriminatory act. So what I would like to ask is, what standard of evidence the Equal Opportunities Commission uses when it is assessing complaints of discrimination under several ordinances? And also, I would like to know how many of these complaints were submitted by LGBTI persons. I would also like to note that you have provided us with the statistics on complaints received by the Office of the Commissioner for Personal Data in the past 2 years, for which I thank you. And out of 6,707 complaints submitted in these 2 years, none of them have yet, it seems, resulted in any prosecution. So again, I would like to know whether perhaps you could provide us with some additional information on, again, standards used for the assessment of these complaints, as it seems a very high number and no prosecutions, you know, raises certain issues how effective this mechanism is in practice. And finally, I have also asked last week about the reports that we have received on the Taitam Gap Correctional Institution that was turned into what is called a smart prison. Particularly, I was interested in concerns that the detainees are surveilled throughout their activities, including when they are in the showers and toilets. So could you please provide any response to these concerns expressed that the cameras are installed even in these most intimate places? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ms. Sansin. Mr. Furuya.